Jason Kance, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a couple of things on my mind before we get to Mark 5, 14 through 20 today, and another has kind of developed. First of all, I guess I'm going to go with early to bed, early to rise. You know, when you think about that, got to bed last night, probably a little after 8, and then I was watching on my Chromebook some of the second hour of the less combative Republican debate, kind of realizing sure. It seems like there's less interest than most years. But anyhow, just overall, just a better sense here for my night's sleep and waking up, like that whole early to bed saying supposedly from Ben Franklin, it gets underestimated. We've talked about it before, but it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
For me, it does. Yeah, absolutely. If I'm up too late, it just kind of throws everything off, at least for a few days. I think it makes sense.
I mean, it's just like saying to myself, like, you know, and I don't think I even got to bed, probably, you know, to sleep till later. But there's just something about just kind of leaving the cares, maybe other things need to get done, but just trusting the Lord. I think in terms of self-discipline, that is a huge one. I feel the benefits here this morning. So.
Yeah, you know, I think sleep can be really underestimated as healing physically and emotionally. And, you know, for those of us who get up really early, we have to also go to bed early. You know, I think there are others who shift that schedule a little bit, but I know that's important for me.
Right. The other thing is, I think, keeping up with my wife was talking about listening to the teachings of someone yesterday, and I was thinking, I was referring to her as the hare, the tortoise and the hare, and I feel like I'm always playing catch up for both of you. And you both happen to be, you both are Enneagram 1 reformers, but you also, I mean, you're just this massive reader, and but listening to things, and Peggy too, and I'm like, I'm the tortoise who's always playing catch up.
So. You know, so here's the thing. I think it's not always the best idea to compare oneself to others, and you know, it's when I'm shooting three pointers, I try not to compare myself to Steph Curry, and I think it's really good to be encouraged by people, but I think sometimes when we compare ourselves to other people, it can lead to significant discouragement. I have felt the same thing about your wife, quite honestly, because she takes in a lot of information.
Yeah.
It feels like even more than I do. And in a year like this where I'm reading less than what I normally do, that can lead to feeling discouraged. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing what I can. I'm doing what's good for me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So anyhow, those are a couple. And I'm accepting my tortoise role. I mean, I just,
good,
you know, I think you have to know that maritally, like, listen, I'm not going to keep up, but, you know, so it's good.
You know, I would also add that, you know, for those of us who spend time with you, you know the Bible far and away better than the rest of us do, you know, and so you'd be like, oh yeah, that's Matthew 5:22, you know, and we're like, oh yeah, okay. And so we each bring different things.
It's kind of the way my mind works, you know. I don't know what to do.
Great.
With that.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
And my apologies. This is going to be fun, actually. But we get at the family fun day in late August. I got some drops from some different listeners. Just had them identify themselves and talk about their listening. And we've heard from Pam in Plum City, Mike in La Crosse, Jerome in Knapp. And this is a friend from Chippewa Falls that will be playing. And so we'll give this listen.
Hi, this is Saul Ramirez. I am from Chippewa Falls, original from Mexico. I want to say thank you to WWIV. I tune in every day in the morning, 5 o'clock with Mark, 7 o'clock with Caleb. And God bless you guys and happy anniversary, and God bless you guys with so many, many more years.
Now, Raul, he didn't mention your name, but in that clip, but he did to me. And so he's obviously a listener of the best 5 minutes of the day, too. So there you go.
Awesome. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, always like that when there's that encouragement that comes through.
Absolutely. So, all right, well, let's close it out today, at least having you read Mark 5, 14 through 20.
Yeah, so the herdsmen fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs, and the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and leave them alone. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus said, "No, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been." So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told them.
All right, let that soak in, these seven verses.
Yeah.
The next 23 hours and 55 minutes, we'll take it up again tomorrow. Thanks, Jason. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Thursday morning. Good to have you aboard.
So, creative sentences, not from a grammar perspective, but from a judge handing one down perspective that we have found on the interwebs. Sentences that judges have actually given and saying, you know what, instead of locking you up, let's do something different so you can do some penance for your crime and maybe learn not to do so again.
Yeah, boy, we've got a variety of them. Let's start off with Minnesota, our neighbor to the west, where an 18-year-old convicted of vandalizing a Veterans Memorial Park was sentenced to watching the movie Saving Private Ryan.
Interesting sentences handed down by America's judges in California. This is kind of humorous, actually. A judge forced a purse snatcher to begin wearing tap shoes so that his potential victims could hear him coming.
Wow. In Ohio, a man was ordered to scoop manure at a fair for knocking over a porta potty. That'll teach him.
Punishment fits the crime. Interesting sentences really handed down by America's judges in Ohio. Another one, a woman could choose between 30 days in jail or walking 30 miles after not paying for her cab ride.
How about in Michigan? A lot of these are from the Midwest here. Michigan, where a motorist was forbidden from using a cell phone for 2 years after causing a major accident.
That would be a deterrent. In Montana, a man had to write, this sounds like an old school punishment, right? A man had to write, "Boys do not hit girls 5,000 times. As part, not all, but part of his sentence for assault.
Yeah, that's kind of the old school, right? Write it down. 5,000's a lot.
5,000.
And finally, from the great state of Texas, where a couple had to display a sign admitting their theft and stand at an intersection with a sign for 6 years.
Everything apparently is bigger in Texas. for the next week, for the weekend? No, for 6 years.
Wow.
You need to stand there.
Wow.
Tell them what you did.
Lessons learned. I remember Lisa Welcher back from Facts of Life. She was on Focus on the Family on her book, Creative Correction, and creative sentences here from America's judges.
Indeed.
You know, we do birthday shouts all the time here, and the listener line, we talk about always being interactive in the 3.5-hour WIB wake-up show. And so one of our longtime listeners took us up on that and said, "Boy, would you share my birthday greeting for a friend right about this time, coming up on 7:45, and we're here to oblige."
Hey, Oliver from Eau Claire here. I would just like to say happy 15th birthday to my good friend Julia. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed birthday and many more. God bless.
There we go. Thank you, Oliver, and this for Julia.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
There we go. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Glad to oblige.
It is the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Havel with you, and we have two guests from Feed My People with us right now. Susie, the communications manager, and Tammy, the partnership manager. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good morning.
We've been talking again for several weeks now during our 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign about the need in our area and folks who are struggling with hunger. And I think it's hard sometimes for people to grasp, because it can be so hidden, how much of a stark reality this is, that there are literally thousands of people within range of our voices right now in a 14-county area that you serve in western central Wisconsin, thousands of people who are facing this reality that they might not always know where their next meal is coming from. That can be on a weekly basis, a daily basis. It's very prevalent.
Yes, unfortunately it is, and that's why we're here, and that's why we're so grateful for everyone who partners with us to make sure that we're feeding as many people as we can. But the USDA recently did come out with numbers showing that the increase has risen by at least one-third in the last year.
A third.
That's also risen among children even more.
You know, it's just we just heard the promotion for our 60 Ways in 60 Days, and one of the lines in there was, these are the stories you hear every day. I mean, do you have a story? I mean, is that true? And tell our listeners about how the stories you hear and how that impacts you and spurs you on.
Absolutely. We do hear this every day, and sometimes we're hearing it very often. We're hearing it from people we wouldn't expect to hear this from. And they're sharing stories of gratitude that we are able to work with our partners throughout our service area and work to fill the gaps to bring fresh produce and other foods that might be difficult for them to access on a regular basis right to their communities.
And Tammy, when you talk about bringing food to where the need is, pop-up pantries is something that, especially in the last few years, Feed My People has done more and more of, and saying, let's bring food to areas that it's needed. And you were telling me off the air about a trip up north in areas like Winter and Radisson and Weyerhaeuser, too, kind of along Highway 48 there, where you were bringing some food to those who needed it. And maybe a little surprised at those who are coming, the age of those, because it's not something you see everywhere else.
Right. What I shared was that we saw about 60% of the people we were serving were 60 years and older. And we had story after story after story where people shared with us that they were so tremendously grateful that we were bringing the foods that they were having a hard time accessing, like fresh produce, because it was... There are many food deserts in that part of our service area, so it's tricky to find those products and find them when they're affordable to so many people, but especially to seniors who have that limited mobility very often.
Yeah.
And Susie, from Feed My People, we know that we're part of the 60 Ways and 60 Days campaign. All people have to do is go to WIB.com and click on that red banner on top of the page. But we know that times have been challenging in a variety of ways, and you guys see that firsthand. Speak directly, if you could, to the listeners, those folks who were saying, hey, the businesses have been generous, a lot of them, thanks to Caleb and our sales team for getting that support. But we need everybody else to rally if we're going to reach our goal this year, right?
Yeah, we are so grateful for everyone who stepped up and given already to the 60 Ways in 60 Days, or 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign. It makes a tremendous impact. The funds that are donated are directly go to make sure that we have enough groceries, enough food coming in. So we partner with a lot of area local growers and food producers to be able to purchase food and be able to bring that in. And this is fresh food like produce and meat and dairy and all those kinds of staples that are just more expensive in the grocery stores nowadays. So any funds that are given are going directly to buy that food and get it directly to families who need it.
And I know we've heard from you guys about Project Feed, again, trying to make sure that, again, schools and children in our schools have access to food and to healthy food. I was actually just thinking about this real quickly last night as we were cutting up some fruit for our Kids Quest program at church. And I was thinking, this is not cheap to be able to get strawberries and pineapple and things like that. And unfortunately, for a lot of families who are struggling with food insecurity, it's one of those things that they have to pass up on. Those good, healthy foods, the fruits and vegetables, they have to make those choices to less healthy options because there's just not enough money. And so Feed My People is providing those fresh produce items, too, to make sure that, you know, not just people are fed, but people are fed in a healthy way. Things to remember here, Halvo, as we go into Veterans Day, an important thing is don't confuse it with Memorial Day. Memorial Day, of course, the last Monday in May, and Veterans Day, November 11th, both honor the men and women who served in our nation's military, but there's a major difference between the holidays. While Memorial Day is reserved for those who gave their lives serving their country, Veterans Day is a time to recognize all veterans, both those who've passed away and the living.
Yeah, for sure. And again, Veterans Day on Saturday, the date holds historical significance, though the date changed a few times throughout the 20th century. Today in 2023, Veterans Day falling on November 11th of each year. The date was chosen to coincide with the anniversary of the end of World War I, which occurred at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month.
Hmm. There are approximately 18.6 million military veterans in the United States. The number of female veterans was reported as 1.7 million last year, representing 10.3% of the total veteran population at that time.
Yeah, also, World War II ended more than 78 years ago, but some of the veterans who fought in that war are still around to thank. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, approximately 167,000 of the 16 million people who fought in the Second World War are still alive.
And I believe coming up very soon, actually around 9 a.m., is a great veterans event this morning at Chippewa Manor in Chippewa Falls that the public's invited to. Vietnam veterans, there are approximately 610,000 Americans who served in land forces during the Vietnam War or in air missions over Vietnam between 1954 and 1975, excuse me, and are still alive as of this year. A lot of times, maybe a forgotten conflict, but important to remember those who served.
Now, not every veteran fought in a war. Military missions that don't involve war may include protecting U.S. embassies, providing natural disaster relief, and bringing medical assistance to impoverished communities.
And veterans, this is a sad one, are far more likely to be homeless. Veterans make up roughly 6 to 11% of the adult homeless population in the U.S. And I know we've talked with Chippewa Falls football coach Chuck Rakovich, his friend Scott Murray of the Hands Foundation, about what they're doing. Again, serving homeless veterans, there's a significant homeless vet population in the cities, and saying, hey, we want to do something about it, because homeless and veteran are two words that should never, ever go together. And so appreciate what they're doing to try to say, we must do something about this.
Absolutely. That very sad. And in fact, those words should never, ever go together. Reading, we both like it.
I don't know that I've been part of a book club before, even though I love reading.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been some shared things where, again, as a group, we're all reading a book, but not necessarily like the get together and chat about it book club. And maybe because we've mentioned, more on the introverted side of things, maybe severely on the introverted side of things. But this is a book club, Halvo, a new trend in book clubs that I could totally get into.
Here's the deal. The hottest new trend in book clubs is book clubs that are barely book clubs. Really, a series of events called the Silent Book Club, which counts 525 chapters globally and organizes events where people can all show up in the same place and do what?
They read whatever they want to read, and they don't have to talk about it. These quote-unquote introvert happy hours, as they bill themselves, have seen 75% growth this year alone.
And in some cities like Seattle, demand is so robust that meetups must take place in 10 different places simultaneously to accommodate the demand.
I'm just picturing this. It sounds wonderful. You just all get together. It's like, we're just going to read. We're not going to chit-chat. We're not going to, exchange pleasantries. We're not going to talk about what we're reading. We're just going to sit around together. Yeah, there's people around. Again, introverts, we are not anti-people.
Yeah.
It's just, extroverts, people, just lift you up. They buoy your spirits. They give you energy. Introverts, being around people is a little bit more draining. Doesn't mean you dislike them. It's just a little bit more draining. So this is a great opportunity for people to just sit around doing something they love with others and not be forced to talk about it.
My wife went on the silent retreat. I mean, it was solitude and silence. And yet there were other people doing it. And then they, this was back in September, and then they would eat together. But when they ate together, as I understand it through her, they weren't supposed to talk to each other. And she says there was one woman who was sort of challenged with that and then would keep apologizing like, I'm sorry. And so, and she's like, honey, that would probably be you.
I know.
So,
I'm just curious if you and I went to one of these silent book clubs, how that would work for us.
You'd like it and stay quiet, and I'd probably be yapping. All right.